Want to start this podcast off by giving a shout out to the broad that elbowed me in the crotch at Jewel Osco this evening. You know, it's been quite some time since I've been sexually active, so just to get some kind of pressure in my penis region felt decent, even though it was like a nutcracker per se. And you know, after that, I think I can go another 3 years without doing sex. So you won't hear this, but thank you. Thank you for elbowing me in the wiener. Anyways, I haven't had a bowel movement in about 2 weeks. And, you know, this is 35, I guess. This is 35. You know, you all through 34, everything's moving good. 6 months in to 35 and shit stops working. I've been taking Miralax, and I've never tried Miralax before. And usually these, constipation over the counter medicine. What is it called? X-lax. What the hell is it called? I don't even know what the right terminology is, but I don't trust that shit. No pun intended, but my bowels haven't been moving very good, but I take Miralax, and within 36 minutes, I am going to the bathroom, and it's a nice, solid, long, healthy bowel movement. And I'm sorry if you're eating a meatloaf dinner right now, or some pasta and Parmesan, or, you know, you're at Bonefish Grill eating. I'm sorry. I apologize. But this has been going on in my life, okay? So, I would rather be bitten by a fucking viper, a snake, than to have to deal with constipation. It's just such a inconvenience. My God, just stab me. That lady at Jewel Osco, you should have stabbed me in the stomach. God damn it. Not hit me in the penis, but just punch me in the guts. Get something moving. It's the worst. I mean, at night, it got so bad, I was just staring at my ceiling at 3 a.m., just praying to God again. I find myself praying to God a lot, not being religious. Find myself praying to the imaginary man in the sky who probably doesn't like me if he does exist, and probably struck me down with this constipation, so I'm sorry. Maybe if you listen to the last episode, I had mentioned a story about where I prayed because shit was going so wrong that if there was a God or someone in the sky or the galaxy to give me a sign, and a couple weeks later I got a job, and I also said that I would give myself to you, I would become holy, and I still am thinking about that, you know, really, I don't know. Hard. Anyways, I got blessed with constipation. I feel like that's a fair trade-off. I didn't keep my end of the bargain, and you hit me with constipation, so. Could be worse, I guess. There was a story that my friend Box, shout out to you, Box, she sent me this news article link on Instagram a couple weeks ago when I had Instagram. Maybe it was a couple months ago, whatever. But some dude woke up in a Las Vegas hotel room with a scorpion attacking his nuts. Just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Bit his nutsack. Not even making that up. And I guess they sued the gentleman that got his ball sack tortured and his attorney. They sued the hotel. Maybe at the Bellagio. I think it was at the Bellagio. So it could be worse. I mean, compared to that, constipation ain't shit. But I think I'm on the mend. Anyways, Mega Millions. The lottery has finally gotten over $1 billion. That's cool to see. You know, and the state automatically takes 40%. So that's criminal. You know, here you are thinking you're a billionaire, and the state just says, hold the fuck on. Give me $600 million. for something you bought with already taxed money. You have to pay with cash. You have to debit that shit. You can't use a credit card to buy lottery tickets. So everything has been taxed already. And Uncle Sam has his pants down, ready for you to suck on that schlong. Also, his hands are out, ready to get that bag. So, that's fucked up. That's cool, though. Also, if you weren't going to play the lottery and you find yourself winning that lottery ticket number, if it matches, go ahead and throw your boy, you know, a couple percent, 3%. 3% of a billion is 3 million. Sounds right. Probably 3 million. That's cool. Or throw me a house. That'd be dope. Yeah, next week I'm having a gentleman on, and we're going to be talking about current events and politics. Kind of excited to talk about that, since the state of affairs, you know, globally and also within our borders is kind of a goddamn mess if you've been living under a rock. Einstein once said, "For I do not know what weapons World War III will be fought with, but I am 100% certain the war after that will be fought with sticks and stones." And hopefully not the stones in my stool right now, but I mean, that's chilling. Because we have all of these nuclear capabilities, and if someone launches a fucking nuke, it's good night. You could, like, because then there's going to be retaliation. It's going to be nukes going back and forth, waving to each other. And before you know it, it's a nuclear fallout. And half the population, I would say probably more than half the population is dead instantly. But then because of the fallout, all the radiation, and allegedly there would be a cloud so big that it would cover the sun so nothing can grow anymore. Sun can't get through. Just a real disaster. Just a real disaster. And you're going to see maybe like 300 people, 300 unlucky people that survived that. I'm watching this show called The Turning Point, The Bomb in the Cold War on Netflix. Woo-wee! I'm on episode 5 right now. It's called War Games, the episode, but Jesus. This is about like the beginning of nuclear weapons. You know, and how many close calls there have been, and just like all the political shit that has gone wrong and the CIA being made. But there have been so many false alarms that this world could have ended. For example, there was someone in the United States, an American, you know, that works in the bomb site or wherever, works the radars. I'm sorry, I'm not being very like articulate with it. I don't know exactly what they call them, but someone with secret clearance watches the radars to make sure we're not being bombed or attacked by another nation. All of a sudden on the radar saw 2,000 missiles. At first he said 200. He saw 200 on the radar, 200 bombs coming from Soviet Russia directly to the USA. And it is his job to notify the president, to let him know what's happening right now, and the president will be like, yeah, launch our missiles, full-scale attack. If they're sending 200 fucking nukes at us, yeah, game on. So the guy's watching the radar, is like, oh, shit. It's not 200. It's 2,000. There's 2,000 missiles coming to the USA right now, and we have 30 seconds to act. Otherwise, we're fucking toast. And he's thinking. He's like, oh, fuck, oh, shit. This can't be right. This can't be right. Russia would not send 2,000 missiles at us right now. There's no way. There's no way. So he decides not to call the president. Could you imagine? You see 2,000 bombs coming at the USA from Soviet Russia, who the tensions are so high right now. Like, the tensions are that it is so possible that they will send nukes at us. And the fucking nerve this guy has to not call the president and relay what's going on, because he thinks that it's a fucking false alarm. And then it's clarified that it is a false alarm. was not the nukes coming at us. So that's just one instant where that guy literally saved the world. Because if he told the president, like I said, president would have said, yeah, retaliate. Are you sure? And he would have been like, yes, I'm sure. I see it right now. I see it. It's happening. President would have said, all right, code red, send, retaliate. And now you have 2,000 nukes going off, even though Russia didn't even send theirs. And then Russia would retaliate against us. It's just a bad situation, dude. God. So that really happened. And then another instant, the same exact thing happened, but on Russia's turf. They saw that the USA had sent two nukes that were heading over to Russia. And the guys said no. No, if America was going to attack, it would be more than two. So it ended up being a false alarm again. It was something with like the clouds and the moon and a reflection that was picking up on the radar. So he decided not to go up the totem pole there and say that there was nukes coming out. And he ended up getting fired for not saying anything, you know, because I guess America got a hold of that information and knowing that Russia's radar system was fucked, it made them look bad. So that guy got fired. Also saved the entire world, not to mention he was interviewed on this show. But I feel like we're back in those tensions, man, with Ukraine and Russia, America, everything. And it's an election year. It always happens with these election years. So I'm wondering what's going to happen. You know, the border shit is just outrageous. Apparently, the Chinese have been buying farmland right next to military bases. That doesn't seem like a coincidence, you know, and there's like a record high of militants, aged people coming in south the border that are Chinese, which is very unlikely that they would come through the south border, but they're doing it, you know. So it kind of makes you wonder what the fuck is going on. And there's a lot of speculation. Here's some good speculation. Allegedly, if the current party that is in office, the Democrats, if they let in illegals and just like, you know, the gates are open, just come on in, flood the system. If the system gets flooded, that causes chaos. And when there is chaos, then Big Brother can implement laws and regulations. You know, it's the saying that's as old as how old my fucking guts feel, but it's like, make a problem and then become the problem solver. Like, you start the problem, you create the problem, but don't let people know that you created it. And now you can come in looking like the helpful hand implementing laws and be like, well, it's fucking out of control because, you know, everything is just nuts. Don't worry. Daddy has you. We're going to put in some laws and it's going to protect you. You are protected. And they've been doing that shit. The government's been doing that since time immemorial. And it's not just the Democrats that do it. It's everybody that's in office. You know, you make a problem, you solve the problem. And that's kind of what it seems like is happening right now. Just flooding the system. Because there's no way, there's just no way that you're letting in fucking random ass people and giving them basically free money, free shelter, free food, when there are U.S. citizens that have been here, born here, raised here, have worked here, paid their taxes, and they're fucking fighting for their life and can't even get a meal unless they go to a soup kitchen to get one soup a day. You kidding me? That's how we're treating our very own legal citizens here. So yeah, something seems a little off. You know? And that's why I'm excited to bring this guy on next week so we can get like in some deep detail about this shit. Because I have a lot of questions that I can't answer myself. All my shit is just speculation. And I really want to know, like, is there really a deep state? Is someone behind it all? Not someone, but something. Like an organization or a group. Are the richest of rich behind it all? And want to keep us in this state of fear and chaos because it's easier to control us, to control people? Think about it. You don't got to think too far along of just a recent event that happened called COVID. That was fucking madness. Madness. And look what they wanted to do. They wanted to bring you back to fucking Nazi Germany where you have to prove you're vaccinated. Prove that you're not Jewish to get into places. Basically. You had to show a fucking pamphlet that says, yeah, I got vaccinated. Okay, wear your mask into this restaurant. And then once you sit down, you could take off your mask. What the fuck are you saying? Well, that doesn't make any sense. But everyone's so scared that we just went along with it. Right? And obviously we wanted... this sounds ridiculous, but we wanted freedoms, so we gave up freedoms. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. And everything's clear, you know, retrospect. But they fucking took advantage of us completely. You got taken advantage of. And you got to keep your head on a swivel. Because something else is definitely going to come, right? It's just, I don't know. I have a child, so it's like I'm trying to navigate life while making sure he's okay. And it seems like it's getting harder and harder to do that. I don't know what the fuck is real and what's not real. But at the end of the day, I mean, if you just show love, you know, and try to keep them out of harm's way, but Jesus, that's another thing, man. With the social media. It's a new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new fucking ball game. If you have kids, it's a new ball game. It's like you don't have to worry about... I mean, you still do have to worry about your kid getting kidnapped, but I don't think it's as bad right now being kidnapped than it is like being lured online, you know, to come meet me at this place. But like everything happens online. You don't even got to go out in a creepy ass van with no windows anymore. You can just do it from a cell phone. And start relationships via text. And you don't even know what this fucking person sounds like. So it's like protecting him in that way. It's a shame because I know people are scared to let their kids outside and go play. But I think that's so important. That's a part of growing up. Like giving kids that freedom that they need. Otherwise, we're going to be responsible for what we're seeing right now. Like how kids have grown up. And I'm talking about like... I don't know what fucking generation it is, but like kids that are ending college right now, they just don't seem equipped with the tools to be okay in an open environment. Like trigger warnings and shit. Like everything is triggering. Like you have to use every single pronoun. You can't misidentify someone, otherwise you'll get canceled. Like I feel like that comes from over sheltering. And so when I'm raising my kid, I'm trying to keep that at the very front of my mind. I don't want him to be over sheltered to where everything can possibly hurt his feelings, like becoming oversensitive. You got to live in this world, you have to have some pretty thick skin. and don't take life so fucking seriously. Because nobody gets out alive. Everybody dies. It's okay to like be focused and know your worth. That's fun. That's cool. But not everyone's going to like you. And that got lost somewhere. Somewhere that got lost. Because people are freaking the fuck out, and somehow the news media got a hold of this, and if someone doesn't like you, they put you on blast. Oh, look at this. This guy's a fucking Nazi. Doesn't like this transsexual. Oh, look at this guy. Doesn't fucking like that girl because she has double D tits, and I don't fucking know. I'm just saying, there's always something that someone's not going to like about you, but that's okay. Just don't let them into your life. It's not like you have to go on social media and put these people on blast, you know, or go to the fucking news media and make it a giant story. Not everything's a story. Just get over it, all right? People talk shit about me all the time. It's fine. Don't let it ruin my day. It's cool. You can avoid those people. It's like turning off the radio. Did we forget how to do that? How to turn off the TV if you don't like it? Stop paying attention to it if it's bringing you down. If it's bringing you misery, stop paying attention to it. You have people in your life, I'm sure, that love you, that want to be with you. So make that your priority instead of going out of your way and finding shit to be pissed about. And that's like the environment we're in right now. People wanting to be pissed off. People looking. That gets us nowhere. That just causes divide. And guess what? When we're divided, then Big Brother can come in and implement more laws. Is that what you want? Fuck no. No one does. I just want my goddamn bowel movements to be normal. That's like all I care about. I don't care if you think that I'm a trisexual and will try anything one time and you don't like me because of it. I don't care. I don't care. My friends like me. I know that. They like me if my colon is clogged up or not. That's cool. You know, I think a lot of people are just selling out now too because of people will do anything for money, right? And it's a lot of today has become not trying to help your neighbor or your like people you're close with. It's trying to get ahead of yourself because times are just so fucking tough right now. I think we're seeing a lot of that. There's a lot of sellouts. People are losing who they are. So I'm hoping we can eventually just get back. You know, social media seems like a giant factor in the way people are thinking. It's such a tool for mind warping and mind control. I know that sounds fucking cheesy. That sounds conspiratorial, but it really is. It really is. I feel like it just grabs you by the titties or the boner and is just like, listen to me. Listen to me. Fight, fight, fight. Divide, divide, divide. I lost where I was going with that when I said boner. My mind went somewhere else. Anyways. Damn. What is it? Sunday again? Sunday and spring break for those of you who are in the business of teaching kids and you have all next week off if you start your spring break. Or if you're in college, you've had the whole month off or some shit like that. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get the rest you deserve and you can recharge. Go do something fun. You know what I was thinking the other day? This might be helpful for the only person that listens to this podcast. Try to think of it. If you were watching a movie and it was your life, like, what do you do every day? For me, the last couple of days, I've been very fucking lazy. I'm not going to lie. And a lot of times I've been sitting Indian style. I'm sorry. Crisscross applesauce. on my ground here. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? That's just such a fucking waste. Like, if I'm watching myself on TV, I'd be like, get up and go do something. Go live your life. Why are you just sitting down? Because you can get caught up in it when you're in first person. When you're doing the activity, when you're just sitting down and watching TV or something, you have a hard time thinking outside of the box. You know, you don't see yourself as if you're watching yourself. You're just in there. So if you kind of get this perception and point of view of, say, you're watching yourself from, I don't know, a bird's eye view or on TV, like I said, that helps sometimes. Like, dude, I would rather watch this person go out and get into some trouble, or like go shopping, or go to a golf course, go bowling, go something, go make something happen other than just sitting on your ass. That's so boring. Who wants to watch that? Not me. And I'm guilty as hell of that because I'm talking about myself. But shit, man. That's something I got to work at. But this fucking weather out here, man. Oh, bothers me. Bothers me so much, dude. We got like 4 inches of snow a couple days ago. So like last month, it was in February, it was 60 and 70 degrees for like a week straight. So it's like, I get in the mindset, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, we'll be playing basketball all the time, be outside running, having a good time, sun shining in my face, my bowels are moving good, I got good BMs, taking normal dumps like regular people, like young people. And then all of a sudden, it gets cold again. Talking like 20 degrees, 20, 25 degrees, getting snow, gray. And then my bowels get jacked up. Coincidence? I think not. Fuck you. And so, I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that, but I feel better when it's sunny outside, I guess. Oh, yeah, I was sitting on my ass, and it's been hard the last couple of days just because the weather has been so shit. There we go. We're back. So, yeah, I've been working at that. Like, regardless, even if it's shitty outside, I need to get moving and go out because I feel better when I do. So, that's something that I'm going to try to strive. Is it stride or strive? Never knew. We'll say stride. That's something I'm going to stride for. But yeah, next week we're going to have that guy on. So that'll be interesting. It's a good topic. We're going to talk about everything. Everything. Could be maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour podcast. Excited. Haven't had someone on in quite some time. So I'm kind of nervous. Maybe I forgot to like how to talk to somebody. We'll see. That should be interesting. But if you're on spring break, enjoy your spring break. Thank you for listening. Paris, France. I see that you've been up-clicking the podcast. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. If you have any cuisine recommendations, I don't have social media, so don't hit me up. Just think about it in your mind, and I'll try to get that. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. And scrub behind your ears. Love you guys. Peace.